I'm walking down the street in my neighborhood to go to a cafe to work. And I returned from a great vacation, but because the thing I'm going to talk about is, I don't even like when people do that. I don't even like that I just said the thing I'm going to talk about instead of just talking about it. It's my birthday next week, and I'll be turning 48. And I've been apprehensive about it, and found out last night I'm actually sad. It's surprising me how overwhelmed with sadness I was when in conversation I realized that, you know, I guess a number for me and where my body is reflects that what's been true for a while, that I'm not going to be able to get pregnant again. Definitely not with my own eggs, for sure. I think that the day's gone, and I lost the one child I got pregnant with when I was 42, which began sort of the falling apart of my marriage. 42? I guess I was 42. It seems wrong timeline-wise, but I think that's how old I was. Anyway, it was, you know, I'm working on a show about loss and about that time and the loss I went through and just what it means, the pace of change of our time, especially around technology. But, you know, it is kind of amazing to feel grief still be there so much later, so deeply. I mean, I didn't really even get that that's what was going on for quite a while. I had other hangups. I got plenty of them that I thought maybe my birthday feelings were about, but it felt really good to be able to cry as hard as I did with someone or some people being really present with me and being able to handle it, not trying to correct me or reassure me because they can't handle my crying, which is why most people try to tell you things that are going to make it okay when you're upset, without trying to tell me I could adopt or foster all that stuff. Like, it's so not the point when someone is in pain to be like, let me tell you how it's going to stop. Because, I think part of what keeps that level of sadness there is not having the chance to be with someone else while you're just in that kind of pain. It's alone a lot of the time. I was really in deep grief. I go into more of it in the show and the writing I'm doing about it, but it might have been the first time I was that sad in front of other people who weren't trying to tell me something. I don't know that it means I'm never going to be that sad again. It was hard and exhausting, and it's hard to see that last chance. It's not a thing that comes back in life. The other opportunities and other things that are possible because that didn't happen, but it doesn't really matter. It's still a real thing that's not there. So, I'm not sure yet how my celebration will be some way for it to be good, but that's what I want to talk about today.